section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Hello, my name is George Takei. Before we get started, we would like to remind everyone that this show is for entertainment purposes only. 3/4 of this crap is total BS anyway. The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and should not be associated in any way with our guests and sponsors. If you are easily offended, we recommend you press stop right now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm. And who doesn't enjoy a good auditory orgasm? Oh my. Welcome to It Burns When I Pee.
Welcome to the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. For the past 6 years, the podcasting god,
hallelujah,
Blake Clayton, has brought you the best music, interviews, and comedy on the interweb. So sit your asses down, grab a hold of those handicap rails, grab a cocktail, and enjoy our next generation of auditory dysentery. Join Blake and his revolving door of cast members as they bring you another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio down, I hear it's pop country. Of corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee.
That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns when I pee.
Follow that, bitch.
To see so many terrible beasts to be. You're not you and I'm not me tonight.
Halloween, Halloween.
Ghosts are on the prowl.
Halloween, Halloween.
The scarecrow eats the owl.
Like the cat.
Some things to eat, so many mean old tricks to treat, and raven claws instead of feet tonight.
Halloween, Halloween.
The hungry yellow moon.
Halloween, Halloween.
That eerie haunting tune. For creeps like me, a perfect night for creeps like me, a perfect night for creeps like me, a perfect night for creeps like me.
Alrighty, folks, and it's a perfect night for creeps like me. I'm your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and welcome to, hold on one moment.
Already?
Yes, already. Welcome to episode 114 of It Burns When I Pee, our Halloween special.
Ooh, scary.
And we want to give a shout out to Apple and Stagger for, again, warming up the crowd, getting them psyched up, and that's Working Class Radio every Monday night, Silent Storm Radio. I do believe they go on at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, but I'm probably wrong. But thanks to Apple and Stagger, as always. Pardon me. Hold on. Let me take a drink.
That's good.
It's like a... This is my Halloween drink. It's red like blood.
It's a regular shaped cup, but it's got like a skull in it. And there's the ice cubes are perfectly at like eyeball level.
Yeah, and it's a mix. It's a deathly lethal mixture of Red Bull, and Mountain Dew.
Gross.
And with me tonight, we have the spooky, the creepy, the negative. Negative Nick. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Good to be here.
It should be great to be here.
Yeah, well.
You'll take...
Hence the name. That's about as good as you're going
to
get out of them.
Yeah, yeah. You're lucky to get what you're getting.
Right. And right across from me, we have the Fly Ninja, Jason.
I didn't come up with that name.
No.
I didn't come up with Q Jason either. Is my name going to change all the time? Is this a downgrade or an upgrade from the last name?
Well, when you were over and we were working on doing stuff for the show, you've mastered the art of killing flies in my house.
I've killed multiple flies here, and I have a crazy high success rate.
So you're like a ninja, so that's why I called you Fly Ninja.
Is that better than Cute Jason, though, or not?
I don't know. I think you're cute, too.
Let's get them all in there. Let's fit as many adjectives as we can.
I don't think there's anything cute about killing flies. It's kind of badass, and it's very karate-esque, but I don't really associate it with being cute.
And you know what? I don't feel anything. I kill those things. I just go on to the next thing. I don't care. I have no remorse.
You're dead inside. That's like
right.
All those flies.
That's right.
Don't take a drink.
All right, I was going to take a drink, but instead of doing that, I thought it would be more refreshing to do a plug here. We are on Facebook, all right? You know we're on Facebook. Go fucking like us on Facebook. Stop what you're doing and like us. Now, next thing.
All right. Before that, not at all passive-aggressive Facebook plug.
Right.
We were listening to Lonesome Wyatt and the Holy Spooks with Halloween Is Here.
That's off the brand new album, so it's hot off the presses, folks.
I like that song. I've never heard it before, but I like it. It sounds like the Muppets in the background singing, like if someone was torturing the Muppets, but then it's got like his dulcet tones over it. It's creepy and it works, and there's not enough Halloween songs. So
the whole album is Halloween songs.
I love it. And I haven't even heard the rest of it, and I love it.
I'm all about that. Yeah, no, I mean, there's like two or three actual Halloween songs out there that are worth anything, and that's it.
Now this is
the Freaks Come Out at Night by Houdini.
The Monster Mash.
Monster Mash. It's Blake, your turn. You name one. Okay.
Yeah,
I like that one too.
That's exactly why we need more Halloween songs.
The people who are listening online are screwed, but the people at home will edit a song in later.
So we're celebrating Halloween. For those of you that are going to watch the vidcast, we have pumpkins, even carved pumpkins lit. So kids, please be careful. You might get burned
through the internet.
You boys are drinking some Halloween kind of beers, right?
Yeah, Angry Orchard hard cider crisp apple.
And there's a scary looking tree on the front.
So that makes it Halloweenish.
Oh yeah, it's got like a beard.
So, Negative Nick, I know you probably don't like Halloween because you really don't like anything, but what are you planning on doing for Halloween?
This Halloween, I was planning on using the dark sorcery of the kitchen to carve a pumpkin into a devilishly delicious pie. And then I was going to eat it in front of children as they come to my house.
The horror.
So that's a trick for them and a treat for me.
Nice. Do you have a special pumpkin recipe that you'd like to share with folks, or
no, it's pumpkin, nutmeg, couple eggs, flour, you've got to worship Satan, and a pinch of oregano.
Just a couple things. Like I wouldn't use the
eggs. I know. Well, most people right. Wouldn't go oregano here, but I'm like, I mean, if you're gonna worship Satan, you might as well go all the way.
I didn't realize Satan and oregano went hand in hand.
Oh yeah, like
it's like potato potato.
You could fill a book with what I don't know though.
It's a good book.
There's loads of books like that. I haven't read them though.
Any devilishly weird sex games you're gonna play on Halloween?
What? Come on, you know you've got. You're ready for that question.
It's on the paper.
I wasn't gonna talk about it here, but I was gonna. All right. I was gonna put my penis in blackface and reenact the Rodney King beating. Jeez. I got a little car I'm gonna use, I'm just gonna go
your
double
fist,
on him.
Your yeah. fist for the LAPD?
Yeah, no, on a good day.
Oh, jeez.
It's racy, but it's a dark day.
You can get away with that.
It sounds like it's gonna be a good time. All right, so we'll expect a call from you in jail, and
yeah, I get one call, you're definitely getting it.
Right.
Oh man.
Hey, remember how I told you I was going to do that stuff on the show? Well, I really did it, and I got fucking arrested. So now it's your ass. All right, Fly Ninja Jason, what are you doing for Halloween?
I'm actually going on vacation the weekend before, and I'll be back on the 30th, just in time for Halloween. I'm going to Portland, Oregon for a few days to hang out. And then we're hopefully going to catch some Halloween stuff out there. But when I come back, I'm going to go trick-or-treating with my daughter. So...
That's one of those nice things. I can't say anything wrong.
No, everything I said was wonderful.
Why are you going to Portland to go see like all the Twilight?
I've got places? Every year, me and some of my buddies go on a trip, and this year we elected Portland. It's usually around this time of year, and so hopefully we see some cool Halloween activities and kind of events out there.
Oh, that's weird. I'm considered your friend, and I didn't get invited.
No, you won't be invited.
Okay. So every year you guys go somewhere else?
Yeah, every year we go to just a destination throughout somewhere in the U.S. and just spend like 4 or 5 days.
What about Alaska? That's good.
That could be. Maybe
talk about that for
Anchorage.
Next year.
Have you pretty much stuck to continental United States?
It has been continental, yes.
Not messing with any of that Hawaii or anything?
We're not going to Oahu or Maluha or Hukahakaheiki. You know you want to lay me. Nothing like that.
Well, I hope you have a good time.
I think we're going to have a great time.
Are you driving?
No, we fly out there, we rent a car, and we don't do a lot of touristy stuff. Honestly, we kind of just fuck with people a lot. We'll like drive around. I mean, we're all like 30 years old. We'll drive around and wear masks and like make fart noises at people. And it's just, I mean,
I thought I was going to jail this Halloween.
We're like 12 years old. It's a lot of fun though.
I really only have one question. Slutty nurse or slutty cop?
French maid, actually.
Oh, wow. Classic.
French maid, yeah.
Nice. I can see you as a French maid.
No, she's going as a French maid. My daughter's going as a French maid.
Oh.
Yeah, no. And you're going to escort her, so are you going as slutty cop or slutty nurse?
I will be going as slutty cop this year.
Oh, okay.
I got the fuzzy handcuffs.
Mixing it up? That's good. Yeah.
Now, do you, when you get home, do you tell your daughter, oh, I got to check all the candy and then kind of just put the stuff that you like to the side?
My daughter has so many distractions at my house that she forgets. She forgets she has candy. Like, the other day I was going through my kitchen, and I was like, I only want something sweet. I don't have anything, though. So I opened up my cabinet, and there's a whole bag of candy from, like, a pumpkin festival parade we went to recently. There's a whole bag in there. I was like, all right. And she forgot all about it. She never asked me about it. I put it away so she doesn't eat the whole thing, and then it's mine for the taking whenever I want.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Is that why you're fat?
That's why I'm fat. that is why I'm fat.
I'm sorry. I meant husky. I apologize.
That poor girl probably doesn't even know what a Reese's Piece is.
We'll keep it that way.
Well, for Halloween, since you asked.
No, I'm not interested. Not after you made fun of me.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of interested.
Well, I don't like children, and I don't like trick-or-treating, and I don't like trick-or-treaters.
Sounds like a fun Halloween already.
Right, but I have a fiance who loves Halloween, and so that makes it to where I go trick-or-treating. It's always fun because Grandpa... walks the kids down the street and usually teaches them something, I don't want to say inappropriate.
Racy?
Just
risque?
Something like one year, by the end of the night, they were all going, what were they saying? Yeah, we don't stop for no one. And so for the next year, I'm trying to break kids of saying that as we're walking through the mall.
It's pretty racy.
Oh, wow.
I enjoy... taking the candy that I like, I think that is my right because I gave up an evening of...
You're so generous.
Sitting on the couch, usually in the rain or cold weather.
You sit on the couch in cold weather and rain?
No, I gave up sitting on the couch to go out in cold weather.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Molly has promised me butt sex for Halloween, so...
Whose butt?
To this point, I don't care. I figure it's just one.
Butt.
It's one step closer.
As long as there's a butt
to the real deal, I'm sure there'll be blood involved. So it kind of gory and Halloweeny.
Jeez,
painted up like a jack-o'-lantern.
I probably shouldn't say that kind of stuff.
It's your funeral.
But it's gonna be a good time. So that's me. That's what I got going on.
Well, I'm glad you guys brought up Halloween, I knew this was going to be the Halloween episode. So I took the liberty of going online, and I found some trivia, some Halloween facts that I'm sure you and the listeners probably had no idea about. I know I didn't know. I read through them. I found them very interesting, and I thought I'd share them with you guys right now, if that's all right.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go.
All right. Halloween trivia, 10 trivia facts about Halloween. Here are some facts to share with your family and friends.
I'm glad you didn't, like, read this verbatim.
I'm gonna read it verbatim.
I like the personal touch.
I'm gonna read it very monotone, very boring. We're gonna bore the listeners.
They're already bored, don't worry.
All right, Halloween trivia fact number one. Halloween was actually a Celtic holiday. It was originally called Samhain, meaning fully engorged. In ancient Celtic Ireland, October 31st marked the official end of October. That's interesting, huh? You guys know that?
The official end of October.
Yeah. That's traditionally when I celebrate the end of October is the 31st, but it's glad to know that our ancestors did the same thing.
Right, right, because they didn't have calendars back then, right?
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Am I right, fellas? No one?
I know that it's the end of October when I've eaten more than 8 mini Snickers in a single night.
We're going to get there, too. Fact number two. Undomesticated dogs and cats were the original jack-o'-lanterns. Irish children would carve and light them to use during the gatherings on Halloween. It's the internet, so what do you mean? I mean, it's there. It's obviously the
truth. It's true. Yeah, but they carved up like the whole dog's body?
They didn't go into details.
Just the head. Like, what would you carve a dog's head into? Like a dog?
I can see you shaving a face into the side of one, but I mean, not really.
Yeah.
And then lighting it? How do you? You clearly don't put a candle.
Irish Sholin would carve and light them to use. I don't know.
Shove it in their butt. The candle through their butt so far that it goes into the inside, then you can light it.
It's got to be a hell of a candle to stay lit that whole
like a road flare.
Well, you don't light it till after you put it in through the butt.
Yeah, you duh. You put your lighter through the mouth. Yeah.
What are you, stupid? Number three, trick or treating has its roots in old school hip hop. The custom known as rapping. I'm doing air quotes when I say rapping.
Here, why don't you air quotes for the camera?
Rapping.
Rapping.
Rapping. That dates back to the late 1970s. Wow, I can't even imagine a time. On October 31st, inner city children will walk through the streets and go door to door to their neighbors, engaging in a rhythmic chanting, often in unison of usually rhymed couplets to a musical accompaniment, also known as rapping. And they would do this for D batteries to power their boom boxes. Another phrase that, I mean, I had to look that up. That was, I don't know. It's kind of like a huge iPod, if you guys can imagine.
Really? That you had to carry it around? Like, you couldn't put it in your pocket.
They had a lot of pictures I saw on Google Image had them carrying on their shoulders. It looked like they were about 40 pounds. They were intimidating.
And plus the D batteries, those are heavy too.
D batteries.
It's like I'd rather be Jesus on the cross at this point.
That's what I liken it to.
Carrying that thing seems easier than one of these with D batteries. I've heard they take as many as 4.
I read this and I was like, I liken boombox to the crucifixion.
Is that what you wrote?
No, that's just off the cuff right now.
So
I couldn't prepare.
So they would just go from house to house rapping. Rapping? Is that what they call it?
Rapping, right. And then after they would receive the D batteries, the children would then in turn promise to break dance at their neighbor's next birthday party.
And probably have cardboard.
It didn't say that, but I wouldn't put it past them.
That's Boxing Day.
Oh.
Canadian Boxing Day.
My bad.
Yeah. That's a different list for a different time.
Boom. He hit that.
Well done, guys.
He's like, I'm walking into this place. I'm owning it.
Halloween trivia fact number four. Pumpkins are a major part of Halloween. Obviously, we got a couple here. That's no secret. But did you know that they are a type of squash and a member of the gourd family, which also includes squash, cucumbers, rocks, paper, scissors, nail clippings, gorilla glue, TV's blossom, Chili's baby back ribs, and also barbecue sauce. Many people think of them as vegetables, and they're exactly right. So that's
because they have the seeds on the inside that makes them vegetables.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be a flower because they have seeds in them. Nope, not the case.
They're a vegetable.
They are a vegetable.
Hmm. So you can eat pumpkin pie, and that takes the place of a vegetable for your dinner.
Yeah, I mean use that, kids. I'm sure you got a lot of kids out there listening. Tell that to your mom.
Yeah, if you don't want to eat sauerkraut or you don't want to eat broccoli, say, hey, I'll just take like this pumpkin right here.
Absolutely.
Oh. And I'll just eat it hard like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? It tastes better, I'm sure.
Yeah, that wasn't very good, but.
And you see what that fact tells me is that if you put your seed into a vegetable, she might blossom.
Right, yeah.
Wow, there is a lot of hidden stuff. You guys are reading into this well. Good job. I didn't even see
that. That's what show content's all about. Reading into it as much as possible.
Stretching this shit out. Number five. Black and orange are the colors that go hand in hand when it comes to Halloween. This makes perfect sense because black is associated with death and darkness, while orange is the color most associated with the disease jaundice. So, I didn't know that was kind of the origin of the colors and why that was chosen.
When you said that, you were going to be like, make some racist comment.
Oh, I was thinking it. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Fact number six. Can you think of a word that rhymes with orange? It may be a popular color for Halloween, but don't try writing a rhyming poem with the word orange unless you plan on using the word florange.
Wow. Is that Poe?
Is what Poe?
Poe or Twain, that what you read.
I don't know what you're talking about. You guys seem to have heard of it, but I didn't know what florange was. I looked it up, and it's actually the gooey or crusty material most commonly found in the exterior corners of the eyes after extended period of sleep. I did not know that's what that was called.
He's killing it tonight. With these facts are amazing. It gives me a whole different perspective on Halloween.
I didn't know you could also use the internet to learn. That's what I'm taking away.
What do you use it for usually?
Porn.
Corn?
Porn.
Corn is another thing that's associated with Halloween.
It's usually corn, and when I have plenty of corn, then it's porn. But
pornography? Okay.
Did you actually? If you look at the screen, there's an actual dead spot right after that one. Just boom. No chuckle. No sneeze.
Nothing.
No breath.
It's dead air.
I'll try and sneeze next time. Shit.
Is that what you want? Start sneezing into everything through the mic.
Right.
Number seven. Halloween is the number two holiday in terms of commercial success. It's no surprise that Christmas is number one. Over $4 billion is spent annually during the Halloween season. The majority of that money is spent on costumes, candy, rocks, paper, scissors, nail clippings, Gorilla Glue, TV's Blossom, Chili's Baby Back Ribs, and barbecue sauce. It's interesting.
I'm kind of concerned about, I mean, at first I was like, wow, but now I'm kind of concerned.
You're learning a lot, right?
I'm learning something, but
yeah.
I don't know where you... I don't know. Go ahead. Just keep. I'm alarmed right now. I'm alarmed right now because
you were surprised, right? You didn't know all this stuff.
You seem really gullible.
I'm learning a lot. Well, it's a gourd type of season, and these are right. All gourds, I believe, is what I've learned. So yeah, no. So far, it makes sense.
Yeah, if you learned anything earlier about what gourds are and what's in that family, then you would know that this is the same thing.
Right. Let's play rock, paper, scissors real quick. Ready? On the count of three.
Is paper in there, or is it just rocks and scissors?
It's rock, paper, scissors.
Well, let's play rock, paper, scissors, hook.
All right, I got the hook. Okay.
All right. Oh, wait, I got to get it in the screen. Okay.
Ready? One, two, three, shoot!
Oh, hook wins.
Hook always wins.
Hot damn.
All right. You got more?
I've got, that was seven. I've got 10 total.
Oh, my God.
And the truth is, each fact is better than the last. So.
So at the end.
The end will be the best one that you've heard. Halloween trivia fact number eight. Candy is the most popular item to give to trick-or-treaters. Which candy is most popular? You guessed it. York Peppermint Diabetes. You know what? That is my favorite candy. I wouldn't have guessed it, though, that it was the most popular, but it is.
Huh.
What are your guys' favorite candy?
My favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I love Smarties.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like as close to meth as I can get.
Something very innocent and just... pure about Smarties. That clear plastic, you just pull on each side, it pops right open, and
then it's straight sugar rush. Like there's no chocolate to get through your, you know,
none of that bullshit.
It's straight.
This is candy flavor. That's it.
Right.
What about sugar?
What about you, Nate?
Candy corn. I try and fit as many into my mouth as I can and see if I can continuously chew them and swallow them without actually getting some form of lockjaw.
Oh man.
How many have you gotten in your mouth?
42 and a half, and then I passed out slash throw up. I don't know which happened first.
Oh, man, that's got to not sit well in your stomach. Just like a big ball of wax.
Oh, it doesn't stay in me very long.
Okay. That would have been a good thing to do for the show. I guess I wish I would have known that fact about you beforehand. Then we could have gotten some and tried to do it.
We're just a year away from the next one. We can do it next year, though. Okay. That's why we're doing this now, because we learned so much and we can apply it to future shows.
Right. We're going to have the girl from Blossom on.
This is a dress Maya rehearsal Balik? For next year.
Yeah, we're just practicing for next year's extravaganza, folks.
Thanks for being the guinea pigs. Fact number 9. Approximately $2 billion is spent annually on Halloween candy in the United States. That's a lot of Snickers bars and Reese's peanut butter cups, guys. Hold on a second. There is an asterisk next to the word Halloween candy there. I mean, look at the bottom of the page. Okay, actually, that figure clumps in dollars spent annually on meth as well. Looks like a 20-80 split in favor of meth. Okay, so it's technically $2 billion spent annually on Halloween candy and meth. That's still impressive, though. Still very impressive.
I don't know why the economy is stagnant right now.
Yeah, I don't know either.
With those facts.
These definitely true, completely accurate facts. Okay, and finally, number 10. Although Halloween is generally thought of as a fun holiday, some people have a fear of Halloween. If a person has an extreme, intense, or irrational fear of Halloween, they may be suffering from a condition known as homophobia. I mean, that's someone. If someone's scared of it,
I shouldn't laugh.
It's not funny. You can learn more about this condition by reading L. Vincent Poupard's article entitled "Don't Be Such a Pussy." And that is it. As you can see, Halloween is a holiday rich in history, facts, and trivia. Share these 10 trivia facts about Halloween with your friends and family today. Have a happy Halloween, everyone.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. I don't really know if I'm going to have you do any research anymore. Where did you find these?
On the internet.
Well,
on the internet, of course. You mean which website?
Yeah.
It's just his website. It's wetgapinghole.com. It's nothing. It's just a site I go to.
I've been there. I never saw any Halloween.
Right. I've been to a lot of sites like that.
I've seen a lot of scary shit on that website too. But I mean, there's a link and it. I don't know. It's a fun thing I thought we'd do for the show. I'm sorry if you don't like it.
No, I just don't think it's really necessarily factual information.
You know what? I've been going to wetgapinghole.com, God, for as long as I can remember now, and I have never had a problem there. They've always given me what I needed for when I went there for.
That makes sense. Speaking of big gaping holes, I got a quick story. We're gonna go off track here.
What?
For just a second. Nick's like, fuck this. No, okay, so I was watching, I go to xhamster.com for my porn needs.
I've heard of it, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's real good, and there's not...
Don't you have to sign into that,
No,
though?
There's no spam or nothing.
With the hamsters, though?
No, it's just... It's not bad.
Give it a try.
It's a secret code. But
you'll never feel like you have a bigger dick.
So I didn't have a whole lot of time, so I had to find like a 6-minute video because I didn't have like 15 minutes, right? And there was this one, and so I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys, but this guy was in a body bag... Okay, a body bag with a hole cut for his penis. And his penis was erect, obviously.
Are you asking us if that's ever happened to us?
Have we experienced
it has not.
This?
No. How do you know? That has not happened to me.
Okay.
I mean, it's nice that they're poking air holes in this body bag, but
let his dick breathe a little.
So then there's this girl in this, you know, dominatrix leather outfit.
I knew it wasn't over.
I assume that was actually
video. No, there's a lot more to it.
Just a penis coming out of a body bag. Get a real close up on that.
And so she's like, starts jerking him off. And she's got leather gloves on. So I'm assuming at some point during video editing, they lubricated his penis because she had these leather gloves on. Also, she was tugging like... Like you're not supposed to.
Like she's trying to pull him out of the bag through that little.
Yeah, hole. like your seventh grade girlfriend was doing. That's how she would pull on it, you know, because she didn't know that any better.
No, how do you know about my seventh grade girlfriend?
Because I watched it.
I get some deep shit for that, man.
I watched it.
Be cool.
I won't tell anybody about what you and Nancy did.
No one's
did.
Listening to this, right?
No, yeah, nobody listens to this. So she's jerking him off, right? And she's like, "I'm not going to let you come." Blah 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 blah. And so she's jerking him off, and then she takes his balls and. Puts her, you know, cups her hand and squeezes them to the fact where this looks like one huge, like, grape.
I've done that before.
No, but listen, she's jerking him off and having this thing like this, right?
Okay.
And she's jerking him off to where he's going to come, right? And
I'm so glad we're using cameras for this.
And she's squeezing. I was afraid that his ball sack was going to explode because she was squeezing it off so tight. Like, I'm all about
a snuff film.
Right. I'm all about a cock ring. I mean, everybody uses a cock ring.
What size are you?
3.5.
Yep.
And finally, he's obviously has to ejaculate. Well, and she doesn't let go.
So she, all this semination is backed up in there.
Yeah, like I was watching it. First of all, it totally ruined my experience, what I was planning on achieving, because I was just like, oh, I felt sorry for the guy.
You like to have a simultaneous ejaculation with the man on
the
screen.
Yeah, you were digging the whole body bag thing up till that point.
Up to that point. Yeah. Right.
That's exactly the change of pace I was looking for.
Right, exactly. I'm like, this beats the hell out of granny porn. But anyway, could you just imagine, like that's not healthy. Like, you could really get hurt from that.
It's like when he ejaculates, it's like,
oh, and he was in agony.
He was.
I felt bad for him. I wrote him a card. I sent him a get well card.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you hear anything back?
Not yet.
Sorry, your boys are feeling blue. If I was you, I'd feel it too. Get better, Blake.
Wow. Very nice, Blake.
I'm all about being nice. All right, you want to hear some music?
Yes, please.
There's obviously a Halloween theme to the music this evening. And this is a song by Those Poor Bastards called Evil on My Mind.
Negative Nick is opening his mystery tag.
It's hard to do when he has a hook.
With a plastic hook on his left hand.
Evil on My Mind.
It Burns When I Pee is like the Twilight series. No, wait, we don't have glittering vampires, so no shirt or shirtless werewolves named Jacob, and no pouty skank whores named Bella to annoy the shit out of you.
Yes, we do!
We've got one shirtless werewolf named Jacob. It Burns When I Pee has hilarious hosts, killer roots music, and more dick jokes than Bella can fit in her mouth. That's a lot of dick jokes! It Burns When I Pee, spreading auditory dysentery since 2007.
Hello, I'm Christopher Walken. IBWIP is an interactive show. That means get off your asses and get a hold of us, baby. You can call into the show live or leave us a voicemail. The number is 1-203-429-4711. It's free, so dial it up now, I implore you. You can also email us with questions or comments at blake@ibwip.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to your Pia Vision YouTube page. Well, all the links are on the front page of ibwip.com.
Drunk in a cell, the chewing of wheels on the hot sandy ground came to a stop as my body was found. One must suffer from absolute blindness to freely pour the milk of human kindness. A malformed albino laid me in a seat. His face swelled with tumors, his skin like rank meat. He drove in silence as I lay. He fed me and clothed me and I slept for a day. I woke before dawn without much to say. My head started reeling and I felt cold and sick. So I found where he was sleeping and I beat him. Suffer from absolute blindness to freely pour the milk of human kindness. I was hard up for cash, so I looted his shack, stuffing my pockets as he wept on his back. Visions had shown me why I was to see. A healer named Mako out in Trinity.
Welcome back, friends. That was Sons of Perdition with, what was that?
A little extra kick drum, sorry.
You're welcome. That was Sons of Perdition with The Leper.
We have our own fucking YouTube page. Get off your lazy asses and go subscribe. Just search Pia Vision.
Nice. You got friendly right at the end there.
Bipolar. Bipolar plug.
Well, we're only days away from me leaving for Pennsylvania.
That means your house will be empty to Rob.
Yeah, or my fiancé will be here alone to have sex with.
So next week we will have our own podcast.
The sexual debutantes.
Could she take your spot for a week? Would you let her fill in?
She couldn't run all this stuff. This takes like an engineering degree. Look at this.
Yeah. Where is that degree again that you have?
It's behind that.
Oh, I see it.
It's behind that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There it is.
Totally a real degree.
Podcasting right degree. So, no, but it's time for Christy Fest 2. I'm super excited. I will say that it boggles my mind that BJ and Coley are able to put this together. Like, I wouldn't even attempt to do something like this.
It's a pretty amazing feat to put something together like that.
So I'm hoping to, you know, Molly's not going, so I'm hoping to, you know, dance a little bit.
Yeah. You can't dance with her regularly?
No. She doesn't allow it. She's a Mormon.
She doesn't look like a Mormon.
Huh? She doesn't fuck like a Mormon either.
Oh, I heard that. Hey, no magic underpants. Yeah. No high fives all around. High hooks.
High hooks. Hey, let's do that again for the camera. Hey, high hooks.
High hooks.
So, no, but Sean K. Preston, Chelsea McBee.
The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, Kiss.
Kiss is going to be there.
Yeah, so, I mean, fuck it. But I'm flying out Thursday afternoon. So, folks, if you're in between Illinois and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and about 3:30, 3:45, you see me flying over, give me a wave. I'm going on an airplane.
Time well spent, people.
Blake Love airplane?
What?
Blake Love airplane?
No, I don't.
No?
No. Well, the movie is funny.
The what is funny?
The movie.
Oh, no. Do you like riding in airplanes?
I don't enjoy it.
No.
I don't hate it.
Okay.
But
you just don't like it.
But I'm hoping to see a lot of friends. Lone Wolf from Florida is going to be playing. So, and I hear, I can't confirm or deny, but I heard there are some surprises aplenty.
I heard Simon and Garfunkel are going to be out there. They're reuniting again. I'm just saying.
It'll be cool. And I'm hoping to grab an Amish girl's butt while I'm there.
Ooh.
So.
Is that called a rum springer when you grab? Or a bum springer?
Bum springer! Oh, that's a good time.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun. So, it's just you going out there by yourself, and you're going to go like for 4 or 5 days. How long is the actual festival again?
It's just one day.
It is one day, but you're just going to hang out? And...
Yeah, I'm going to hang out with my buddy Liam and Sean, and, you know, maybe get to grab Coley's boobies while I'm there.
Oh, shit.
Shit!
Grab one for me, buddy.
Molly said it's okay. I'm sure she said it was okay.
I heard her say it.
Yeah, you heard her say it.
Yeah, no, that sounds like something
you know,
she'd say.
When you came in today and she said hi?
Yeah. No, I could read between the lines. I know what the girl's saying.
Yeah. So, looking forward to it. Folks, if you have not planned for it and you're going to miss it, sucks to be you. We've all told you plenty of when it is and where it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So, fuck yourselves. We haven't had fan feedback in a long time.
It hasn't been that long.
Do you continue just to whisper more and more as the show goes on?
I just don't want people to hear what I'm saying.
Okay. Do you lose confidence in your comedic ability?
No, I've never. That's the one thing I don't wane from.
All right, Nick, you want to read some fan feedback?
I was hoping to. Yeah, no, we got to. It looks like we've got quite a bit this time. Let's see. First off, your blatant racism and sexist comments during your show are offensive and inappropriate. If you would clean it up, maybe you would have more than 12 listeners. Unsigned.
That was me. I sent that one in.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, why don't you do something to change the show?
You know, I feel like I do put a pretty strong vibe out there, but it's just so overwhelming. This room racism is thick in the air. I told myself this time I'd bring a butter knife over and cut it out of the air, but I forgot.
It's unavoidable. Although I wonder if the inappropriateness is on account of the blatancy of it, suggesting that maybe if we refine the sexism and racism and hit it right under the surface, mm-hmm. it'd be more appropriate.
Yeah,
somehow.
Yes, that's what I meant.
I find that writing for a podcast, a comedy podcast, I can only do it with racist.
Do you
jokes.
Do a comedy podcast?
I've thought about it.
You should think about doing one.
Yeah.
You should think about doing a comedy podcast.
Keep just thinking that.
Right. Don't ever put it out.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you to Unsigned.
I'm telling you, it's me.
You should have just said your name, you cheap bastards.
Yeah, what are you scared of?
Yeah, what are you scared of?
Pussy.
Come to your house? Eating pussy? Is that what you said? Scared of eating pussy?
Don't be scared of that.
Never been scared of eating pussy.
Okay, number two.
That's all it's good for.
Let's see. Does Negative Nick wear boxers or briefs?
Ooh.
Hey.
From Negative Nancy. Oh, my
God. I don't know the answer to this. Do we want to guess before he answers?
I say thong. He's wild and crazy. I say a thong.
I was going to say it too, but I don't want to have the same answer.
You guys, say boxers. Say what you think. Don't let him
But I want one of us to be right and one of us to be wrong. So I won't say thong, even though that's what I think.
And I'll so say, then neither of you's going to say briefs, and you potentially could still be wrong.
I'm going to say boxers.
And you're going thong. You're going off the
record. Yeah, I'm going thong, 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 thong.
Banana hammock.
Well, let's see.
Mine's not, my penis isn't big enough to have a thong. It just looks like a big curtain.
Oh, what? You said your penis looks like a curtain?
No, I said a thong just looks like I have a curtain.
Oh.
I was supposed to insinuate that my penis is small.
No, I get it. No, okay, I heard penis is a curtain, and I was thinking, what the hell? I'm curious to see what that looks like now.
Maybe next Halloween episode. I hope somebody's writing this down. Nick's going to shove a bunch of candy corn in his mouth, and I'm going to show you my penis. Only 365 days away, folks.
Ooh, I'd watch that.
Let me get the candy corn in first.
So, boxers, briefs?
Neither. Actually, I think boxers are too untrustworthy. It seems like a mere jostle could inadvertently let loose the dogs of war, and I don't want that.
Is that what you call your penis the dogs of war?
The whole gang of them down there.
The whole kit and caboodle?
Kit and caboodles, yeah.
The kit in the front and the caboodle in the back?
So that's why I can't do the boxers thing. As far as briefs, I can't do those either. They haven't really changed in like 80 years, even though they do a better job of keeping the Yeti in his cave, so to speak. But the thing is that they haven't changed in 80 years, so your father and your grandfather are probably wearing the exact same tighty-whities to keep their respective Yetis in their respective caves, and that thought alone keeps me well away from briefs.
Do they stay in your family? Do they like pass them down?
They're the same ones.
So whatever's left, you know. Oh. We use it as soup stock.
Hold on. Yeti is a penis, I think.
Well, that's the bear in the woods. You know what you said earlier?
I think that's poop. Yeah, bear in the cave is what you mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's anal sex, bear in a cave. Okay, anyway, proceed.
So I guess the answer to the question is neither. I wear a T-back G-string, which wins me over on three counts. The front bit does a masterful job of glorifying my chestnuts and cedar switch, supporting them both physically and emotionally by making them look fantastic.
Yeah.
The back is essentially a spaghetti strap for your crack that lets the cheeky twins breathe the sweet air of freedom.
I know. I'm just,
lastly, the T-back G-string has two hyphens in it, which is grammatically T-back. Impressive. So, nice. Yes, T-back G-string, or technically a form of thong. So, congratulations.
Oh, wow. Yes.
You get this when I'm done with it.
I knew it.
Guess who is getting an awesome rating at the end of the show?
You can't grade yourself.
Bah. All right.
That was a good bah.
Bah. Bah. Bah.
All right, so Negative Nancy, you know what to get me for Christmas.
Ooh, hell. Hey.
All right, let's see. Number three, Blake. This one's to you, Blake.
Oh.
I would assume because it starts with your name. Blake, Negative Nick and Jason are your worst co-hosts to date. How much longer do you plan on having them ruin your show? This is from Curious in Cahokia.
Yeah, I want to know, too.
Until you guys stop showing up. I don't know.
All right, that wasn't funny.
I just want to know. I'm curious as to where the fuck Cahokia is.
Oh, it's
up in the that region.
Oh, by the yeah, no, all right,
yeah,
it's upper region,
right?
Yeah, I was thinking lower, but no, you're totally right. It was upper.
People get that
there,
mixed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, all right,
because it's cold up there. That's how I know.
Oh no,
upper.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we are. I would say that we're probably the worst of your co-hosts.
I think every, and you know, BJ and Coley still, you know, do their show around, but I don't want to bother them while they're, you know, getting ready for Christy Fest, but they don't want me to bother them. They don't want me coming to the house, but I bought a plane ticket, I'm all the way over, and they're like, oh.
Take your time.
But I think everybody that's been on the show has always delivered something unique, and unfortunately you guys haven't, and so we're just going to keep working on it.
Okay, thank you for putting up with us.
Hey, no problem. Shit happens. Plus, I'm very difficult to work with, and eventually you guys won't want to work with me anymore. So I'm planning for that already. I've already got my next co-host lined up.
Smart.
It's quickly approaching.
Yes. He's six right now, but it'll work.
Four. Love the show, guys. There's something I've always wanted to ask you. Huh. Or there is just something I wanted to ask you. What happened on The Walking Dead last week? From Right Said Dead. Ho-ho.
It's like, what? They've always wanted to ask us that?
Yeah,
it just happened, though.
Something I've always wanted to ask you, what happened on that? So they want just every week?
That guy sounds like an asshole.
Yeah.
Every week. Well, they're zombies, and they get shot.
They don't call them zombies on the show. Why don't they ever call? They don't ever say the word zombie. Anyone know why?
They got their own way to talk about it. It's nonsense.
I told you, Jason. I'm in a rut.
That's fine. They call them walkers, and then other people call them biters. But no one ever says zombie on that show. Huh. Ever. I don't know. It's like it's completely erased from the lexicon of that universe.
Well, this is a jerk question, and so they get a jerk answer. You know what happened on this week? Rick wasted time, Carl snuck around, Beth was a bitch, and Daryl let somebody else die. Not the black guy. Surprise. All right, there we go. Moving on.
Good job. Boom. Fan feedback. One.
He's got one more.
There's one more, but this one we've saved the best for last.
Thank God.
What does it mean when your farts smell like rotten eggs? From Gary Unmarried 72.
What, could you repeat the question? That was a difficult one.
What does it mean when your farts smell like rotten eggs?
Does that mean like you're storing rotten eggs in your rectum?
No, I think that means you're having sex with a poultry farmer. Anal sex with a poultry farmer. No?
Why would that make your farts smell like rotten eggs?
Because he's sticking his penis in your butt.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Okay. No, that makes
next
sense.
Next time I'll do a diagram. Ooh. Wah, wah, wah.
No, that, I think you're right. That makes sense.
Huh?
What's the cure for that, you think?
Having sex with...
Tell him to eat fresher eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, having sex with a bear in a cave. A
dairy farmer.
Yeah, a dairy farmer. They get yeast infections then.
Yeah. I defy anyone to prove that those would not work.
Yeah, defy them. Negative Nick, that was very good. You did a great job.
Thank you.
So, folks, just remember, we did play our contact information earlier, but in case you weren't listening, maybe we went outside to smoke a cigarette, maybe you went to the bathroom, maybe you turned off the show, and you just now turned it back on, but you can get a hold of us at ibwip.com, Blake at ibwip.com. Email us. We take questions.
And voicemails.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Hello. Duh.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Sorry,
I screwed up the show.
I'm glad we take all this time and effort to put a imaginary list out. Okay, Nick, we haven't done this in a while, since three episodes
since
ago.
Since the Beatles, yeah.
Since the Beatles, but I have asked you to compile another one of your top 10 lists.
Yeah, I know you did.
And of course, this is Halloween, so we're hoping there's like a Halloween theme to it, maybe.
Well, I try not to disappoint.
Last time you disappointed me because I don't even think it was called the top 10 or the bottom 10, and you didn't even have 10. Do you have 10 this time?
No, I don't have 10 this time.
Great.
I didn't do a top, and I didn't even list them. There's no numbers.
It's devolving so quickly.
I don't like top 10 lists. They've been done. Letterman's been doing them for fucking 40 years. So
who's this now?
The Letterman. You know the band?
Oh, yeah. I like those guys.
I guess. You say, what can make me feel this way? The alphabet.
That's not it. Well, you fucked that up.
Talking about X, Y, Z. Okay. I got so many letters in my pocket, babe.
The Letterman.
This top 10 list is sounding better and better.
All right, shoot, boom. What's your subject? Do you have a subject?
You wanted me to give you a top 10 Halloween characters, and I found a couple, and I just have such trouble with them.
He's asking if you have a topic, and you just ruined it for the viewers. You told them that he told you to do it.
You're supposed to just come up with this on your own.
Well, you gave me some ideas. You said we could do a character thing, you could do costumes, and I went with the character thing. I got into a couple, and I didn't like any of them.
It's all a sham, listeners.
All right. Go.
I got some Halloween character gripes. The biggest and almost only one I have is with the Bride of Frankenstein. The biggest problem I have with her, not that she's not a lovely lass, dead or not, but her name doesn't properly describe who she is. She's not the Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Frankenstein is the doctor. He's the person who created it. He creates the creature. She's technically the bride of the creature, but I get it. It's not nearly as catchy. It's accurate. It lets you know who she is, but it's not right.
But I never saw something. Those movies. Like I know them. She's got the big, Marge Simpson hairstyle with the lightning bolts.
Yeah.
But like was she made to be the bride of Dr. Frankenstein? I don't know the movie.
No, she was supposed to be the bride of the creature. She was in when she was created bride of the creature. That okay. was her function, bride of the creature. But
her
they
function.
They call. Oh, she was made. So
that's how I think of women right now. It's like that's their function.
Junction, junction.
Conjunction, junction. Bitch, get me a sandwich. Hooking up cars and making them run, right?
But that leads me to the problem I have with just Frankenstein in general is that he's not Frankenstein. He's the creature, and that everybody knows him as Frankenstein.
We're never going to get past that. Some people know that, but it's stuck.
It's stuck. And, well, here's the thing is that the whole story is this really sad, you know, depressing tale of this tormented man, the creature created against his will to live out this horrible life. Mm. And the fact that, like, even if he was a real person, this would be the ultimate burn on him is the fact that most people don't even call him by his right name. They call him by the bastard that created him. It's like one more just on top of everything else. It's like we're not even going to bother reading the book you're about. Mm.
So I should have posted a picture on Facebook saying, look at my jack-o'-lantern of the creature.
I guess if you want to be accurate and make Nick happy, yes.
So I was kind of a dick.
From Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Right.
Yeah.
I was a dick to Frank. I was a dick to the creature by calling him Frankenstein.
Right.
No wonder he rotted so quick.
He'll do that.
Are you supposed to put bleach or something in them after you carve them? Anyway, I digress.
You just use anti-rust on the bolts right there.
I think the ultimate burn on the creature is that he was given a wife, but he probably doesn't have a functional penis, so, right? I mean, he's rotting flesh. I don't remember Igor digging up a cock out of the ground and sewing it on. Do you?
Well, he got a body. We can only assume that that body came with a penis.
Well, it could have been like a Barbie, though. Like a Barbie body.
A hermetically sealed creature?
Yeah, it just has a little curved.
Right. Then why even have a wife? You know, I feel. I
companionship,
don't know.
Jason. Companionship.
Unless he's.
It's not all about undead
Jesus
sex.
Christ. It's about the emotional connection between a man and a woman.
Man and an undead woman?
Right.
Okay.
And it's about communication and spending time with each other.
Oh, you're right.
And knowing each other's answers before you even say the sentence.
Finish
it's
each other's
not
sandwiches.
Just about fucking.
Foreplay, good.
Fireman.
I wish you weren't such a pompous asshole.
I wish the same thing.
I'm trying to make a show that's not sexist,
right.
Not racist,
yeah.
And not dirty. And,
uh-huh.
And look, all you talk about is, creature going to get a wife so he can
fuck her? That's what I was thinking.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Thank you for yelling at me.
Dick. All right, next.
The only other gripe I have is with all the classic monsters, your Frankensteins, your Draculas, your Invisible Men's, any monster that can't successfully capture and kill Abbott and Costello isn't worth my time.
Let's hear it. Who couldn't do it? Do you have the list?
He just read.
Yeah,
was that it?
Frankenstein monster couldn't do it. Dracula couldn't do it.
Swamp
Invisible
Man
couldn't do it. Monster from the Swamp couldn't do it. Mummy couldn't do it. Wolfman was technically on their side, kind of, in the one with Frankenstein, so he wasn't really trying, but I think if he'd given it a shot, still couldn't do it.
And also, all these monsters that are always Snoopy... Not Snoopy.
Yeah.
Never mind. Fuck
that
it.
Terrifying.
I
bastard.
Missed it. God damn it.
Scooby-Doo.
Fuck it. Yeah. Fuck it. It's over. Just forget it. Just
I feel like it. I could kill Abbott and Costello.
Well, I could kill the fat one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I'm talking bad about people that are tremendously overweight.
No, he.
And dead.
You know what's funny about that? Like, if you were to look back at the fat. Which one was the fat one? Abbott?
Yeah.
If you look back at Abbott by today's standards, not too fat. Back then, he was a fat fuck. You look at people walking around Walmart today, man.
Oh.
Two-ton mega dumps.
You're
I mean,
like,
good Lord.
You're like, there's three Abbotts.
He's like a season two John Belushi. Like, he's
right.
Not that bad.
And yeah, same thing. You called me fat earlier. I tell you what, man. Me and Abbott about the same, I think. Back then, I would have been a huge lard-ass. Today, I'm not too bad.
That's what we should do is, for the next episode, we should get, five or six celebrities or famous people or just pictures off the internet
here in your bedroom
and we can give we can rate them how many Abbotts they are
using the Abbott scale.
Right,
there's a double meaning in there somewhere. There's a joke. Folks, write in the joke, please.
Yeah.
we're all dried up
like a like a vagina.
Eric, I knew it was gonna be a pussy reference. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, any more negative lists, everybody?
No, I'm tired of doing this.
That was like two things, wasn't it?
Two and a half, come on.
It's just got to be negative shit. Nick's top thing. Bottom stuff.
Bottom bing. All right.
I like that title.
You want music instead then?
Yeah. You know what I'm in the mood for?
Love.
I don't know if you got it or not, sex. But I would love love and sex and a little bit of Mr. Skeleton from the Pine Box Boys, if you have it.
IBWIP is trying to go viral. We have been banging whores bareback, sharing needles with junkies, but no luck. Help spread the word about IBWIP. You'll have a lot better chance of going to heaven, that's for sure. Tell your friends and post links on your social media and be proud to be a fan of IBWIP. We'll be right back, folks.
Cold on a hill about a mile out of town. They found her old man dead in another woman's bed, and old Mary's whole world came crashing down. She took the finger off her hand that wore the shiny wedding band and sat there in the cold to wait to die. And who could say what sparkled more? The diamonds on the ring she wore, the shimmer of the frozen tears she cried. Then through the mist, oh, Mr. Skeleton, I guess you're coming after me. I won't be missed, oh, saved him hard, but he blew it all on Ryan cards. He lost his shirt and one leg of his pants. He used to have more class. He had a horseshoe up his ass. He was a master of games of skill and chance. But that night was rough when old Red called his bluff and Willie was only holding pocket aches. You could see old Willie frown when Fifth Street came around, cause he knew old Red had finally made his straight hit through the mist. Oh, Mr. Skeleton, I guess you're coming after me. So I will freely go with thee. The will to play.
Some acts of humanity are so beyond any human explanation that we sit back and say, Satan is really the perpetrator of this behind the scenes.
Satan has the power of tempting the human beings. Satan has no power to force any human being to commit a sin. It is the human being who will commit the sin.
Dead.
That was the goddamn gallows with In League with Satan.
I've been in that league before.
Is it a softball league?
Yeah.
Oh, I was bowling, but yeah.
Oh, well, I think it just kind of goes all around.
I want to go into a softball league with Satan.
We want to hear from you. So add to your speed dial this contact. I read it completely wrong. So
come on,
add our dial-in number to your contact list and give us a fucking call. The number is 1-203-429-4711. It also stands for IBW. Yeah. So call the number, leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We don't care what it says.
You did such a rough job.
It's as easy as that.
It's as easy as what you said.
Yeah, it's as if I wrote it. Again, the number, 1-203-429-4711. Call it. Don't be a douchebag. Let's do this. I'm going in.
Don't be a douchebag, guys.
Right. So Molly came down, and she's kind of like giving me the look like, hey, I'm in the mood, and it doesn't happen very often. So
those shelves aren't going to move themselves.
Yeah, so I'm going to go upstairs.
You're leaving the show right now?
Yeah, everything's good.
I don't know how to do any of this shit.
Believe me, it won't take me that long. I'll be right back.
I got a fucking hook on my hand here.
All right, well, hurry
okay,
up.
Okay, later.
Yeah. All right, see ya.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm actually a little relieved he's gone. Let's just do an hour, you and me. We'll just do some rapping or something.
All right, yeah. No, do you want to beatbox first, or do you want to freestyle?
You know, let's ask our guests. We do have a special guest.
I forgot we have a guest today.
this is a very special guest. She's here to talk about Halloween safety. It's right around the corner. I think it's going to have some information. I thought my trivia facts were good. I think she's going to have even some more better information here. Safety expert for Halloween. Her name is Carmela Fettuccini. Carmela, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, gentlemen. It's great to be here.
That is a delightful voice.
Do you mind if I smoke? Can I smoke in the studio?
It sounds like you're smoking now.
Well, sounds like you've done nothing but smoke for the past X amount of years.
Well, if it's do you have a light? Does anybody have a light?
Here you go, dear.
Yeah, here you go. Right.
Oh,
here.
This is one of those clicker things.
It is. Yeah, go ahead and light up. What are those? Are those unfiltered?
Yes, they're unfiltered Pall Mall.
That doesn't seem safe.
So how are you boys doing this evening?
I'm breathing rough. How about you?
Yeah, no, it's kind of coal miney, but I'm good.
Thick in the air, for sure. So, thank you for coming out to the show. We appreciate you taking the time out.
I have nothing better to do.
Nothing better to do? I feel like this is your busy season. If you're an expert at Halloween safety, that you'd be really busy around here.
It's been a tough season. It's been a tough season. With the economy being stagnant, not a lot of people are willing to pay for my services.
Okay. But, I mean, you took the time to come out here, maybe do a little publicity for yourself, get the word out about what you're doing.
Yes,
maybe get
yes.
you some work. Okay, well, yeah. Good. We're really happy to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be here. Do you have any Mountain Dew?
Yeah, I think we might have some Mountain Dew.
I love a good cigarette and some Mountain Dew.
We'll get you a Mountain Dew, no problem.
When I was pregnant, I smoked a pack a day.
Yeah.
Overseas, apparently.
Excuse me.
That's all right. Let it out. Oh. There's a parakeet coming out of there.
I smoked a pack a day and drank six-pack of Mountain Dew every day. Every one of my kids perfectly fine.
Yeah? How are your kids?
How are they?
Yeah, how are they doing right
now?
They're
perfectly fine.
Oh, they're perfectly fine. Okay.
Where are they buried?
Really?
I'm sorry. That was
yeah, okay.
I thought it was a Halloween-y thing. All right. Sorry about that. But you have some expert... You're an expert in safety for Halloween, and he mentioned this is pretty much the Halloween season. We're getting right down to it. What would you suggest, if we can jump right into questions here? I see you're halfway through your first cigarette, so we might as well get going. What kind of treats do you suggest that people hand out on Halloween to, you know, trick-or-treaters and stuff?
Yes, I would suggest... What I always give is I give each trick-or-treater a Pall Mall, non-filtered,
lucky kids.
And a can of Red Bull or a can of Mountain Dew, every child that comes.
A Pall Mall cigarette to children?
Well, yeah. How else are they going to learn about the full flavor?
I guess, I mean...
On TV, all you see is, don't smoke, it causes cancer. Look, I'm perfectly fine.
You look great.
I'm a little overweight. I'm a little Abbott. I'm probably 2.
Yeah, you're 2 on the Abbott scale. Abbots, I'd agree with that. I would say that you know, there's heavy fines if stores sell Pall Malls to kids. So I think the only way they're going to get them is if someone hands them out.
Right.
I think you're probably in the right in saying that.
And sometimes I give razor blades, a pack of razor blades, because kids all the time are saying, oh, I wish I had a razor blade right now. I'd cut myself.
I have a kid. I've never heard her say that. Maybe she says it behind closed doors. I don't know.
It could be. I've heard my kids say it all the time. I wish I could just cut myself.
It took me a minute to get behind the Pall Malls. I'm with you. I agree with that. Razor blades, I'm finding. I don't know, Nick.
Honestly, with the Pall Malls and Mountain Dews, at least in my neighborhood, you'd probably be the most popular house around.
Exactly. Every year, I have over 3,000 trick-or-treaters come to my house.
Wow. And
3,000.
How many?
Jason, 3,000.
Just one more. You got to speak into the mic one more time.
3,000.
Okay.
How many are dressed like hobos?
Three. Three. Okay. I'm from Long Island.
Oh,
I could.
We don't have a lot of hobos in Long Island. But you would
not have
you,
a lot of accents, you, though.
I'm trying to do my best.
You're putting the Pall Mall kids through college. I tell you what. So you got to line out the door. That's saying something. But you're doing something.
It cost me. Was it six?
You can do math quietly, please.
It costs me like $42,000 every year.
Do you make that back in the services?
No, I
this is a public service.
No, my grandfather was a very wealthy man, and he left me quite a bit of money. And he was a big fan of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
What did he give out?
Huh? What? Chewing tobacco and Snickers.
The times, yeah. Right.
And what was that? What was he saying? Chewing tobacco and what?
Chiggers.
Chiggers. Okay. Woo.
The insect?
Well, yeah. What did you think I said? It was chiggers?
I thought you said the New York Knickerbockers.
No. We're from Long Island. We don't like the Knickerbockers.
I would think that you would. What did your grandfather make his fortune in? Silence, apparently. Silence is golden, so I guess that does add up.
Have you ever heard of a roller coaster?
Yeah.
I've heard of roller coasters.
Let me tell you about roller coasters. Now, you know the bar that goes over the top of you to keep you safe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He invented those.
They used to not have those on roller coasters?
Right. When they first came out with roller coasters, they didn't have them. And he's like, there's got to be a thing for safety.
There's got to be a better way.
This guy's about safety.
Right. It's a family thing. We've done it for many, many years.
Yeah. Wow, I see that.
Safety and tobacco distribution.
It's in the blood.
There's a lot of blood.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
I'm very proud of my heritage of safety.
And now you are a civil servant. You are trying to make a little money back, but it sounds like you're spending a lot more than you're making, getting these kids ready for Halloween here.
I just want the kids to have a Halloween that they remember.
I doubt they'll forget it. That's very respectable.
Thank you.
Very respectable. I have some questions. Costume safety. I feel like more and more kids are wearing a bunch of reflectors on the costumes, but it takes away from the costume. What do you suggest a kid can wear that's a fun, cool costume that's also safe?
Well, for the ladies, a lot of ladies, little girls, are dressing up as Snooki.
Oh, right, yes.
The pregnant version. It's kind of like, well, we're already pregnant. Why not be?
She's from the Jersey Shore, Long Island
right,
area.
Right, right. Yeah.
She's and, probably a hometown hero, right?
Yeah, she's a state treasure now.
She is a state treasure.
And I don't believe in these reflectors.
They are real. You don't have to believe in them. They are real.
They reflect light.
That, yeah.
Well, I just think it takes away from the costumes.
Oh, okay. That's gotcha. True. Gotcha.
I think there's three costumes that you can do that are like dead on every year.
Okay.
Pregnant Snooki.
Pregnant Snooki, yeah. That's a good one.
A ghost.
Ghost, yeah.
And a ninja. A black ninja. A black suited ninja.
African American ninja.
No, not African. A black.
Just African then, I'm sorry.
Just African ninja.
You're thinking of Trayvon Martin. That's a very popular costume this year as well.
God. Trayvon Martin. That's the hoodie with the Skittles.
Yeah.
Right, which is ironic because we're talking about candy.
Yeah.
I guess it does tie together poorly. Might be a sensitive
subject. Hey, sometimes you have to reach, and I understand.
You would not.
I'm a tough interview.
You would not be popular at parties. Which
better
I think
off
would
with
not
Paul
be,
Malls.
Yeah, I think you'd be better off with a pack of Paul Malls. So Trayvon Martin, ghost, just regular sheet off the bed ghost, two holes.
Yeah, and I think really for the safety purposes, mm-hmm. I think it's really important to have that ghost sheet.
Yeah.
Kind of up to a point at the top so
yeah,
people
like,
can see.
Like a parking cone on
you
your
gotta
head.
You
got to
really starch it, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and I can see that. Because, I mean, you could kind of, yeah, you could see him from further away.
Right.
So a kid wearing a white sheet that comes to a point on the top of his head, African ninja, pregnant Snuggie.
Yeah, it points, right? Points make it scarier, yeah.
You'll light up another one?
One more, please.
That's number seven. These things aren't cheap. That's fine. Mm. How's that taste?
Ugh, it's delicious. It's delicious. Right, have you ever been roller skating?
I have.
Horrible, horrible thing to do.
It's because they don't have that bar that comes down in front of you.
Right, it's unsafe. Yeah. It's unsafe. And my grandfather would, God bless his soul, would roll over in his grave.
He's dead?
Yes.
They buried him under his skating rink.
I'm 48 years old. Do you think my grandfather's still alive?
As safe as he may have been, you never know.
No. Ugh, this is delicious.
You like that Mountain Dew, don't you?
I love Mountain Dew.
You live off of it.
I think it's delicious, and I think that it's the best thing for your body.
It's the body. It wants it. The body wants Mountain Dew.
And the body, what the body wants, the body gets.
The good people at Pepsi Company, they said, "What can we do? I mean, we're making Pepsi. People like it. It's not great for you. What can we give the people that the body wants that they need?"
Right.
Answer that, Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Exactly, and you're going to give your kids candy anyway.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, they're getting lots of candy anyway. They're getting almost no – well, they're probably still getting some.
They're getting dehydrated. They're walking up and down the boulevards to get candy. They're getting parched. Come to my house. Give you a cigarette and a Mountain Dew. You're on your way.
Give them a Red Bull.
Take a nice break.
Because,
get
listen,
ready for the rest of the night.
And yeah. You probably say, what does this have to do with safety? I will tell you. Okay.
Tell us now.
All right. Kids that don't have any cigarettes and don't have any Mountain Dew, what's the first thing they get into?
Pornography.
Drugs.
Oh, drugs.
They get into drugs. This way, no drugs.
Okay.
Safety. Safety first.
Do you have, like, the statistics to back that up? Like, could you have a works cited that we could reference off air or put a link on a website?
Well, I'm currently working on my own YouTube page. Mm-hmm. And
just as good as scientific facts.
Yeah, and so we're going to do a video specifically about not doing drugs and smoking
instead.
Camels instead.
Yeah, why not? It's legal, right? It makes you feel good. You look great. You said you're what, 74?
You're an asshole. I'm 47.
I apologize.
When you interview somebody, you listen to what they're saying, even if it doesn't make any sense, and they use multiple kinds of accents.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. 47, 48, whatever.
Okay.
But you mentioned that your father and grandfather are really into Halloween. Is that what got you first into the field of Halloween safety, or how did that come about?
Well, no. Actually, my grandfather was into roller coasters.
Yes.
My father invented the orange cones, you know, see at the construction site, the barrels.
Safety cones.
Safety barrels. Yeah, he invented those. Mm-hmm.
Some would say that he ripped off the cones for those barrels. That the orange safety cones you see around are pretty much the same as the barrels that your father actually just
Well, they're bigger, and they have the silver tape around them, and they have the light that flashes, the light that flashes, the light that flashes.
Reflective tape, I believe.
Right. But, I mean, they're construction workers.
They should be, okay.
They're not trick-or-treaters, for God's sake.
Where does that fall on your list of costumes, the construction barrel?
The barrel itself or the construction worker?
I think dressed up as a barrel.
I think it would be very unsafe. You would roll. You would get pushed over, roll down the hill.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to your question. My grandfather, my father, they did those things. How did I get into
Halloween safety, I believe.
Yeah, how did you get
I'm
into
sorry, am I boring you? Are you falling asleep?
No, I'm just nodding my head. I'm just nodding. I'm trying. I screwed up. I thought you were 74 years old. I think you look great for 74. You virtually accosted me after I accused you of being that age. I'm just trying to focus on what you're saying.
I'm getting a heavy whiff of the Pall Mall, so I'd apologize.
Anyway, how did I get into Halloween safety? Yeah. That's what you want to know. How much time do we have?
You got all the time in the world, lady.
All right. My aunt, Melinda, God rest her soul.
Oh, she's gone?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
She was killed. I'm sorry. No, it's very difficult.
Please take your time. We have all the time, and if...
Double up on Pall Malls if that'll make you feel better.
My Aunt Melinda, God rest her soul, died when she was filming the movie Halloween.
Mm. Oh, wow.
What happened? Was it an accident on set or something?
I've seen that movie.
Right. Do you remember that one girl that got killed?
The
third one. The third girl that got killed in the movie.
Oh, number three.
Was her. No, not the third movie. The third woman to get killed in the first movie.
Right.
The third one.
That was
one
my
witches.
Aunt. That was my aunt. God rest her
so
soul.
She was really killed.
Right. That movie's real.
That's Halloween's a documentary?
Yeah. Yes. The guy Freddy Krueger just goes around killing everybody.
That's not real. What are you talking about?
It's not Freddy Krueger either, but I...
But anyway, that's how I got into safety, okay? Does it really have to matter? Does that really make a difference?
No, it's
the most important thing is that you're trying to make the kids safer.
Yeah, you're making
Halloween.
A difference out there.
That's
I guess
what
it doesn't
matters.
Really
matter. Yes, I just want the kids to be safe and have a good time.
And smoke up.
Can I ask, how do you measure your success rate?
Like I said, 3,000 trick-or-treaters every year.
Well, I mean, that speaks
and
to what you're giving out.
Quiet. When I'm done talking, I'll let you know.
Oh, thank you so much.
I've been on many, many podcasts, and this is probably, you were probably the rudest podcast interviewer ever.
We pride ourselves in that. Thank
no,
you.
He's fine. That guy's fine.
Yeah, we pride ourselves.
That guy's fine.
Yeah, the both of us.
That guy's fine.
We pride ourselves,
no,
both
I don't,
of us.
I don't think she has a problem with me. Thank you, ma'am.
Correct. Each of us, we both pride ourselves in being rude.
Well, where were we? I'm completely lost now.
I was asking how you measure your success rate as a teacher of safety.
Nobody has died that I've talked to.
Like, no one you...
That's a really hard claim to back up.
That is pretty
tough. No, nobody that I know has died during Halloween that I've talked to.
The day of Halloween? Or just in the few hours you have to actually trick-or-treat?
The whole day, from 12:01 a.m.,
yeah.
To 11:59 p.m.
Okay.
Nobody that I've talked to has died. Safety.
Yeah. Okay.
The research into proving those numbers must have been one of the most depressing things.
You know, she's got $42,000 a year to throw away on razor blades. I think she probably
and
has...
And Pall Malls and Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Sam's
and Red Bulls.
Really appreciating your service.
I think she has the resources to then calculate these statistics and present them to us. So I'm not going to ask for anything further. I believe what you're saying. And I think you're doing a great service to this community.
Thank you. Do you have any more questions, Nick?
I have one quick question. Because recently Halloween hasn't just been about the kids. A lot of adults like to dress up
and go
to parties and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Do you have any safety? But we can get kind of rowdy being, you know, all grown up. Do you have any safety tips for maybe an adult-themed Halloween party?
Yes. If you're having an adult-themed party, there's three things that you need to make. If you're hosting the party, there's three things you need.
Okay.
You writing these down?
Yes.
I'm not.
Well, that's because you're coming to my party.
Number one, Pall Mall cigarettes.
I could have guessed that.
Now, we've been saying Pall Mall. How do you spell Pall Mall? You're writing it down.
P-R-M-R.
That's what I got. P-R-M-R.
Okay. Right.
I see it. Very good.
Pall Mall cigarette. How many packs?
You take three packs multiplied by how many guests you have.
Yep. All right. That's right.
Okay. Then you get, and this is important.
All right.
Hey, asshole, you need to listen to.
My name's Jason. It's Jason. Podcast.
Jason, Carmela's talking. We're only on step one. I want to throw the best adult themed Halloween.
Second
party.
Thing you need, lots of KY jelly.
All right.
Let's see where this is going. I am RSVPing now.
And third,
what flavor KY jelly?
Just a variety pack, variety pack.
Palm Mall flavored for all the good it's gonna do.
Give me, put me down for a peach.
Plus one peach.
right into the mic if possible. Yep, you're doing it.
Pardon me. And the third thing you need. Domino's Pizza.
That is good.
You're the best party ever. Best party ever.
What kind of pizza do you suggest I get for
as
Halloween?
Far as the toppings? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, toppings, yeah. Well, also thinner, thick crust, obviously. But
well, I would go with a thin crust. Less chance of choking.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're all safe. About safety, yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, you get some veggie pizzas and you get some sausage pizzas.
Veggie and sausage. That's pretty straightforward.
Because like some people are, what do you call it, vegetarians.
That's right.
Yeah, no, that's what they call themselves.
Exactly what it is. Uh-huh.
So you have nothing about adult costumes or adult like party games or.
Well, you're
like,
all going to get naked in the end. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you wear to the party. Eventually, you're all going to be naked.
Hence the KY, I think,
unmasking
right?
hour.
Hence the Palm Mall cigarettes.
And hence the pizza, probably too, right?
Well, when you're done with using up all that KY jelly, you're going to need both something to eat and a cigarette. So, yeah. I don't know if the party I'm planning on hosting really is the same kind of party you're suggesting, but I will take it into consideration, and I appreciate your
expertise. Hey, there ain't no party like a fettuccine party.
Yeah,
remember
fettuccine
that.
Fettuccine party's got lube.
That does sound good.
Peach.
Peachy.
Was there a website
you're
or
cute.
Anything?
I like you. You're a really cute
Thank
kid.
Thank you very much.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole. An asshole. An asshole.
Nick, what do you got to say about that, buddy?
I think you're
a good dude.
I'm talking about you.
Who's that?
You.
Me?
You.
I think if you're coming to this party, Jason, I think I am going to have to invite Carmella here.
I think Carmella, I don't know. I think we've got something going here.
I'm sorry. I'm on my period.
Me too.
I'm almost out of cigarettes. The gas station's all closed.
That pack was
you
full.
You bought your last two cartons.
Right.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Carmella. Why don't you stick around after the show? I'll take you down to the gas station. We'll figure something out.
Thank you. Thank you. For once, you're not an asshole.
I think girls like assholes, and I think you like me just fine.
Okay.
Carmella, thank you so much for coming in.
Can I do a plug?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
A website or a book or something? Yeah, absolutely.
A website?
You tell me then, Carmella.
Well, like I said, we're getting ready to start our YouTube page, our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
It's called PiaVision, so just search PiaVision and then subscribe. Subscribe. Subscribe.
All right. We will. Thank you so much, Carmella. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Nick. You're a lovely gentleman. Jason, you got a fucking attitude, but we'll work on it. All right, boys.
Thank you, Carmella.
Stay safe. Halloween.
Halloween.
Good times. Good times. Pleasure being here.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that was excellent.
Wow. What a treat. What a treat.
Jason, you want to open a window?
I don't think I'm going to make it. Oh, boy.
Blake, you on your way back? Get that window, would you?
Whew.
It's smoky in here. Sorry about that.
It's a little thick. Molly doesn't let me smoke. Were you guys smoking in here?
No,
Molly doesn't
I
let
swear
me
that was not us. No.
All right.
No,
so
we had a bit of a special guest on. And
oh, sweet.
How was your coitus?
Quick. It's normal.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Molly did enjoy it, but I did, so hello.
Okay.
You know, that's how things go.
Zero-sum game.
Let's see, where are we at on this thing?
Schedule.
Schedule. All right.
We do have this schedule coming up for the upcoming releases. Let's see here. First, episode 112 of It Burns When I Pee, the Table of Chontents. Featuring special guests Mute Jacob, Brett Conlon, and Malls is available, so check it out now. There might be a couple other guests on here, which maybe weren't important enough to be mentioned
in the
schedule.
I think
but
that
that's
we
all
are.
Right.
We're,
that's all right.
We're co-hosts,
it's not a problem.
So they're not even mentioning us now.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Get the fuck out of here,
like
Carmella.
Satan. Like Satan took over my body. No, you're considered co-host.
We're
so.
Implied now, I think.
So we're not, yeah. So we're not special anymore.
You're not special guests anymore.
That's a bump up.
Nice. I'll take that. I take back the attitude.
Thank you. Continue.
That's 112. Episode 113 features an interview with author Neil Hamilton, who wrote Outlaws Still at Large, the saga of country roots music since the 1070s.
What is the 1070s?
Did they write 1070s?
It says 1070s.
Well, that's got to be slang.
Since the 70s.
Since the 70s.
Yes.
1970s, not the 1070s. I think that's a slang book.
But that was the first time we ever had an author on, so I felt really stupid.
No, that's cool.
Well, that is neat. All right. Let's see. This episode that we're doing right now is going to be available as a podcast and vidcast on the 18th of October. That's 10/18. Check it out. And just a reminder, we have tons of great interviews and performances on our PiaVision YouTube page. Just search for PiaVision, subscribe. We also have promo videos and full episodes available as well. So check them out.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah.
I think it's time we go ahead and just do the dirty here. Jason, you're probably not going to join us, but we're going to go ahead and do... rate your host. Rate your co-host.
No.
And this will probably be the last time we do this because...
Let's skip it now. I don't want to do it.
No.
This goes well for me.
No. I think we should. It's important that you guys... You know, it's like when you start a new job or when you're going to school, you need to know how you're doing and how you're developing. Am I right, Nick? Am I right?
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah, it helps. All right,
Nick. It always helps you because you get a good grade and I get a bad grade.
All right, Nick. Ready?
Are you ready, Nick?
Give me a second. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I want to compliment you on wearing that hook for the whole show. You pretty much 99.3% of the show you wore it.
I've forgotten it's there. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a very good job. You were witty as always. You told us about your pumpkin pie.
That's good.
I think your timing was good. I don't think we had to lead you into anything. I didn't have to hold up any of the bits that you were doing because you did good comedy.
Plus the Rodney King beating.
That's gonna be popular. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
B plus.
That's really good.
B plus.
I'm happy to get it.
All right.
Can I grade myself?
Okay. Jason, I guess what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll let you give
grade me on a curve.
This is what we'll do. You'll grade yourself.
Yeah.
Nick will give you a grade. I'll give you a grade, and then we'll combine them and see what you really get.
Okay. So is it gonna have to be like a number grade so we can do the average?
Your grade is already going down in my book for asking.
It's a letter grade.
Okay. I give myself a D-.
All right. D-. That's more than fair. It's kind of a gift to yourself, but that's fine.
That's good.
Nick, what would you give Fly Ninja Jason?
Well, he didn't kill any flies that I can see, but I also didn't see any flies, so maybe he's just doing a really good job.
I'm working even when I'm not working.
He's stealth-like.
He really, really got on the nerves of our guest today.
She likes me.
Which I thoroughly enjoyed and would help your grade no end. I think I'd give you something in the range of a B, but you know yourself better than anybody, so I'm going to have to agree with him with D-.
Yeah. Can I say this? Will I get extra credit? I'm going to finger bang Carmella in the parking lot. If I come back in, let you guys take a whiff.
Carmella? Who's Carmella?
That's the girl we interviewed, Carmella Fettuccini.
She's a Halloween safety expert.
Oh.
She hated my guts to hear, but I know she likes me. I'm going to finger bang her outside. If I come back in, let you guys take
guts,
a whiff.
But she loves his fingers.
Yeah.
Right on.
Will I get extra credit if I come back in?
Yeah, I'll give you an extra half of a letter grade.
Oh, that's perfect.
If mine matters, I'll give you a D+.
All right. Okay.
You want to give him the D+ now?
I need to smell the proof.
Okay, smell the proof. All right. You gave yourself a D-. Mm-hmm. Nick, being hospitable, gave you a D- as well because you know yourself better than anyone.
Right.
Let's see. I'm going to give you. You did have. You have
bad.
An attitude.
It was real bad.
All right. I'll give you a C.
No, that's way too
A C high. Plus. Mm-mm. So if you take the D-, the D-, and the C+, you get an F.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, that's the kind of math that'll give you an F.
I accept your judgment.
Boom, shalak, laka, boom, boom, boom. So there you have it. Nick, great job. B+. Jason, keep working. F.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do you guys want to give me a grade, or you want to just pass on that and just know that it's an A+?
I think you got it. You did. I can't think of one thing you did wrong.
Nope. Not one single thing.
I like you guys. All right. Well, thank you. Pardon me. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our Halloween episode. I hope you enjoyed the festivities, because if you get a little agitated.
They're festivities.
Festivities.
Oh, wow. I wish it could go higher than A+.
Nick, thank you very much for being on the show, as always. I appreciate it. Jason?
Yeah.
You do what you got to do. And thanks to the folks who – was there anybody in the chat room tonight, or was there crickets, or what was going on?
No one's listening to this shit.
All right, nobody is listening. So thanks to the people that are not listening. Make sure you give us a call on our voicemail. Make sure you send us emails. Make sure you tell your friends about IBWIP, and happy Halloween, my friends. Happy, happy Halloween.
And to start you off on that trail down this Halloween path, we're going to listen to Ralph Stanley with Oh Death.
This segment of IBWIP is sponsored by Wilbur's Spooky Corn Maze. We're rated number one in northeastern Arkansas. Hot apple teenies, homemade pumpkin pies, and their award-winning flaming devil cum shots. If you love to be scared and you love cock, then Wilbur's Spooky Corn Maze, come and get cornholed by the best. Yeehaw.
Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Well, what is this that I can't see with eyes key? Well, I am death, none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven or hell. Oh, death, someone would pray, could you wait to call me another day? The children prayed, the preacher preached, time and mercy is out of your reach. I'll fix your feet till you can't walk. I'll lock your jaw till you can't talk. I'll close your eyes so you can't see this very hour. Come and go with me. Death, I come to take the soul. Leave the body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh off of the frame, the earth and worm both have a claim. Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over till another year? My mother came to my bed, placed a cold towel upon my head. My head is warm, my feet are cold. Death is a-moving upon my soul. Oh, death, how you treating me? You closed my eyes so I can't see. Well, you're hurting my body. You make me cold. You run my life right out of my soul. Oh, death, please consider my age. Please don't take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command, if you will move your icy hands. Oh, the young, the rich or poor, all alike me, you know. No wealth, no land, no silver, no gold. Nothing satisfies me but your soul. Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year?
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.